The story of Megillas Esther is the story of a person named Esther. But Esther also means hidden, and Megillah also means to reveal. So the story of Megillas Esther is the story of revealing something hidden. It's revealing the story of this hidden part of all of our lives. The Mishnah teaches, HaKoreas HaMegillah L'mafreya Lo Yatza, a person who reads the Megillah out of order is not fulfilling their mitzvah of the Megillah. But the Baal Shem Tov teaches that there's another layer of meaning to this Mishnah, that somebody who reads the Megillah L'mafreya, meaning retroactively, or meaning that it's something that happened in the past, Lo Yatza, they don't fulfill the purpose of the Megillah. Because the purpose of the Megillah, of reading the Megillah, is to see the story of the Megillah of Esther as the story of our own lives, to see ourselves in the Megillah, and to see the Megillah in ourselves. The story of the Megillah is a story of trauma. Esther, the person Esther, and Esther, the hidden part of so many lives, is a story of immense difficulty. And I think that it lends a very, very important perspective on so much of what we talk about on this podcast. Because we talk here a lot about the story of our lives. We talk about the story of our upbringing, the story of our earlier years, of our formative development, of how we became the person that we find ourselves to be, the person that we experience ourselves at this moment, how that evolved. And that's the story, that's the hidden story of our lives. And we often focus in this context on the challenges in those developmental years, the ways that there may have been aspects that were undernourished or aspects that were not met with exactly or close enough to what we really would have needed and how it affected us. And one of the pitfalls of that kind of focus and the kind of ideas that we talk about here, one of the pitfalls that can emerge from that is a very negative way of looking at our lives, of looking at our past, at looking at caregivers, at looking at people who really tried very hard to do what was best for us and really may have been struggling with their own things and were really, really trying and may have fallen short and may have affected us in ways that we wish may have been different. But we can sit here and sometimes fall into a bit of a victim kind of mentality, and we can cast more negativity than we even want to. And in doing that, what can often happen is we actually lose a lot of the good that really existed as well. And I think the story of the Megillah shows us that we can tell a real story about something that was hidden. We can tell a real story of trauma, and we can be nuanced about it. We can have subtlety to it. We can see the complexity. We can see that it's multifaceted and that there are many aspects and layers of what was going on. And we don't need to hide that story. Megillas Esther is the revealing of that which is hidden. But in looking at the story of trauma, there are three different aspects that I think are so important for healing trauma. Even if a person didn't have, when I use the word trauma, I don't mean that it has to be someone who had very significant or overwhelming trauma. It could be, but it could also just be the challenges that a person experienced in life. So there's three aspects that we see in the Megillah of how to do this type of storytelling of our own lives in a way that allows for a more wholesome view and not just a hyper-focus on the negativity. So point number one that comes before the three points is that we're telling a real story. Megillas Esther, we are telling the hidden parts of the story. We are being real with ourselves or whoever is close enough to us that we're being real with. It's not about minimizing the pain. It's not about sweeping things under the rug. There is an authenticity to it. It's about revealing the hidden. And in doing that, there are three things that we see in the Megillah that are so important and can sometimes get lost or missed when people start to engage these types of Megillas Esther storytellings, these type of hidden revelations of the experiences of our lives.